Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
All right, we're live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Jimmy, you brought us up a little late there. I mean, the song had ended, there's silence, and then Jimmy's like, you guys ready? I'm like, yeah, I've been I don't understand what was happening while the song was ending, but we were ready. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena on this Tuesday, and believe it or not, this needs to be said, if you have Panthers tickets or are planning, we're planning to come to the opener tonight, it starts at 5. And the reason that I say that is Josh Appel is here with us. And I was saying to him, I think there's going to be people who have tickets, you know, season tickets or just bought tickets for the opener, who don't realize the season opens at 5 p.m. There's an ESPN triple header. They gave Panthers Blackhawks the early game. And I said, I think there's going to be people who don't know that, who have tickets, who are going to show up at 6:30 or 7, and we're going to be in the third period.
Just the first 5 o'clock game? I don't remember any of them.
On a weekday, I can't recall one, but Josh showed me a text from a friend of his.
Literally a 30-year season ticket holder.
Did not know. Had no idea that it was a 5 o'clock start. So I'm warning everybody.
Call your friends.
Everybody. Tell everyone.
Yes, your Panther buddies.
Tell everyone. So we're here at the Amerant Bank Arena. We're going to talk Dolphins today, Hurricanes, Panthers. Of course, Doug Plagans will join us. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup of the Chargers and the Dolphins. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We usually have a Rondae Gadsden with us on Tuesdays, and I talked to OG this morning, and I said, hey, we're going to be at the Panthers Arena, and we have a short show today because the game starts at 5. I said, we'll move you to later in the week. I said, what about OG the second, first NFL TD ever coming at Hard Rock against the Dolphins? And he gave me a little prayer emoji, so kind of hoping for something big from OG on OG the second on Sunday.
And my man Herbert throws the tight ends now.
He does.
OG had five that first game. It's a good chance. You know what? It's going to happen.
So,
and we can win a little money on it, too.
Josh Appel is here. Solana will be here as well. He'll be in studio. He was taping a whole bunch of stuff today at the Kaseya Center for FanDuel Sports and the Miami Heat upcoming season. Appel, the Panthers season, I don't know, and we're going to talk with Doug Plagans this hour. Is there any kind of concern? Obviously, when you're missing superstars, you have concern. And I'm just wondering what the level of concern is. I'm not going to say in terms of a three-peat, but in terms of being an elite NHL club.
Well, I think on the front end, when you start by removing the Selke Award-winning captain of your team, the leader of the room and Alexander Barkov for the entire regular season, you're not going to be the same. You add on top of that that Matthew Tkachuk is going to be out until December or January. Outside of that, they're pretty healthy. Those are two big holes that they're going to have to deal with. But it wouldn't be a start to a Panther season without dealing with pretty major injuries. They've had to do that each of the last few years. So it's nothing that they're not used to. As currently constructed, the team that they're going to put out there tonight, I think is still plenty good enough to be a playoff team, maybe not top of the Eastern Conference, but still good enough to get in. And who knows, maybe Alexander Barkov is able to make it back for the postseason, because if you notice, the Panthers did not designate him out for the playoffs as well. He is only out for the regular season. And why that's important is because if the Panthers did designate him out for the postseason as well, they get the full cap relief. And if they really felt like he was going to have no shot of coming back, you figure that Will Wido would be taking advantage of the extra cap that Barkov's contract would allow had they made that move. My motto with this team all year long is going to be, they have enough. We have enough. And I truly believe this team has enough talent. Being able to bring back, how much more important does it feel now that they were able to bring back a guy like Brad Marchand to provide some of that depth down the roster? The decor is healthy coming into the season for the first time in a long time. Bobrovsky, healthy again. It's not going to be the same, but they're still going to be a good team.
After the first Stanley Cup loss we talked about, that's a lot of hockey. Going into year two of the Stanley Cup win last year. Now this year, that's a lot of hockey. And you even heard we were talking about Paul Maurice. I'm not saying they didn't have as intense of a camp, but they were saying that he didn't bring them out as much. Yeah. There wasn't as much skating because he knows how much hockey they've played. Is it crazy or should we anticipate that this season starts slow? Because out of all that, all the hockey and hearing about camp, I would not be surprised if we get beat by some teams that we could beat in 3 or 4 months that we're not going to beat now.
Well, I think that this team has gotten into that sweet spot that the big three Heat were in, where you just get through this regular season. You know you're going to be in the postseason, and that's when you turn it on. We saw that at the end of last season and the regular season with these Panthers. The last couple weeks of the season, there was some not for me. I never panicked.
I panicked.
You were panicking about this team. And they had some frustrating results. But this team is hardwired now. They are championship. They have championship DNA. And when it's time to turn it on, they're able to turn it on. It's just whether or not they're going to have the bodies. Paul Maurice spoke about how partly the reason why they held off on bringing the guys out that first week of camp was because of the amount of hockey they played. But also, next season, it's a shorter preseason, and it's going to start a little bit later. So they were basically doing a dry run for the routine that they'll be in next year.
Because they go to 86 games next year, right?
I think it's 84.
84 games?
Yeah, and a couple less preseason games. Paul Maurice is very realistic about where this team is going to be, and he brought up a great point, and it was similar to last year, but I think even more so given the reputation that has continued to build for this Panther team. They are going to get every single team's best effort and then some every single night, and it'll be a question whether or not they can weather that through 82 games. There are going to be some tough games that maybe they should.
Well, the question is, what's the definition of weathering it?
Right. Well, it's getting into the playoffs.
Sneaking in, like sneaking in. Doesn't matter where you're seated.
I mean, I feel like this team over the last 3 years has proven that wherever they are, I mean, they could be the team that barely gets in and needs all the help in the world, and they go in the first round and they upset one of the best teams of all time in the Bruins 3 years ago. Or they're at the top of the conference the last couple of seasons. Last year, they didn't even have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs, and they still were able to get it done. There's enough here, and the team is mature enough. They've been through a lot, and they're led by a great staff where I think they'll be able to – I don't think this is a, oh, they got to sneak into the playoffs team. I think this is a bona fide playoff team as currently constructed. They can't really afford any more catastrophic injuries than the two that they've had, but if they're in a decent spot around the new year and Matthew Tkachuk's coming back, I know you're still without Alexander Barkov, but you got to feel good if they're able to remain somewhat healthy.
Can we turn off Paul Ball for a while? It seems like it's very difficult to do.
It's taxing, right?
Yeah.
So it's actually a great question. Can you go away from that? Just play an easier style of hockey.
Well, see, you don't want to get in the habit of being complacent and not doing that. So when it's time to turn it on and really go full bore when the playoffs get here, you don't want to have to play catch up and, all right, how do I get back to Paul Ball? How do I get back to Paul Ball? I think this team knows how to pick their spots and how to manage that. I really do.
But I would say, and just comparing it to like players where Junior Seau and Jason Taylor didn't have to wear cleats to practice. I know how to play football. We know how to play Paul Ball. We know how to do the cross-checking. We know how to do the either packing the paint, all the stuff.
But would you do 10 weeks of West Coast offense? I mean, that would be the analogy, no?
Right.
I mean, you just do something completely different.
They're going to forget how to smash people into the side of the wall?
But that's what they are. That's what they do. And now, granted, one of the guys who is the biggest pest when it comes to that is Matthew Tkachuk, and he's not around for it.
Right.
So, look, there are a few new guys here that'll bring that energy. Paul Maurice said today that this team is still just as hungry as they've ever been. And always, anytime you bring in new guys, last year it was Nate Schmidt and a couple others. The fourth line has a couple new guys. Jeff Petrie is the Nate Schmidt replacement on that third pairing of the D-Core. There's guys that want to hold up that standard that's been set here for the last 3 years. And I think the leadership is there in this room. I think they're going to be fine. I really do.
All right. Well, hearing Appel talk about it has me in full-on panic mode. And
just remember, you wanted Paul fired 3 years ago. I've never been more vindicated.
You were absolutely vindicated on that, 100%. I'll give everyone a reminder. You know, we stream live on YouTube, not just the radio station. And we're grateful if you're listening on 104.3 FM WQAM or on the Odyssey app. But we also stream video live on the YouTube channel if you go to 104.3 FM WQAM on YouTube. The only reason I say it is we're here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Doug Plagans is going to join us. You can watch what transpires live. So that's kind of fun. Solana will be with us later on in the show. Appel is with us now. He's got headlines sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
All right, so as we just talked about, Panthers, they open up the season tonight against the Blackhawks. They're raising a banner shortly after 5 o'clock. So if you can hear our voices, make sure you're here around 5 o'clock.
By the way,
yep,
because I had screenshotted it. I saw it yesterday. So it says home opener pregame party begins at 2:30 on the Publix Plaza.
The Cup's going to be out there.
But it's
2:15.
It's 2:15 right now. Where is the party?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a good one. Now all you got to do is yell and dodge
it. You get the party hype? I got Kid and Play over here.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, this is the Publix Plaza, right?
Yes. That's right.
Can you hear me on the left side?
Hey, Chief.
Let me hear you say, ho. It does seem to be lacking.
He ain't got no hoes. I was talking about, you said you were.
I didn't say let me hear you say hoes.
He ain't got no hoes.
Well, it's supposed to
there,
start.
There is some greenery out there, so I mean,
okay,
the hoes might be useful for the greenery.
It's supposed
there.
To start at 2:30. I see a couple of, like, vans out there and stuff. I just don't see much of, like, what I was expecting, but I do see a tent. Like, I'm imagining it'll be rolling at some point.
Yeah,
but
apparently the cup's going to be out there at
yes.
some point.
Yes, and, yeah, it says arrive early to see the Stanley Cup, and it says shop Pantherland. I was looking down in Pantherland earlier, and you can enjoy discounted food and drinks and DJ music and more.
Okay, so the party started at 10. You don't get there at 10:01.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Slide it late. Let them see your outfit.
That's a great point. I'll be down there for the let out.
That's part of the party. I talk about the let out.
The let out.
Now.
You got to be, but your standards at the let out have to be low.
You got to know what you're getting into.
Well, whoever's leaving without someone at the let out, there's a reason. And listen, pick them off like grapes from a bushel, but just understand the grapes that get left in the bowl in the fridge generally are pruned up and yeah,
the character,
yeah, bruised.
The tens and through sevens have already been picked up. Grab you a six, a four.
Look at Cunha over there. I see Mike Cunha over there.
Now that's the 10.
I tell you what, did you see what he did to Solana last night?
What's that?
So on CBS4. You know, Solana comes on to talk Heat. So he's got Solana in studio, and Cunha says, let's talk about, I don't know, Norman Powell or whatever. Roll the video. And the video they roll is Jimmy calling him a jackass. And they come back, and Cunha's just looking at Solana and go, what about now? What about now?
Say it to my face.
And Solana's like, you know what? You do look more intimidating in person than when we were doing that bit on the radio.
That glare he just gave us, too.
So I told Cunha, I'm like, hey, we're going to be up here. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to have time to come on. I'm like, hey, you don't want the heat. Stay out of the kitchen. But he's gotten all of us. He gave Crowder the nickname Tugboat.
Mm-hmm.
He brought me on CBS4 with Samantha Rivera one night. He just shook everyone's hand but me.
Oh, he didn't just not shake your hand. He gave you a little gesture there, too.
He brought me on Sports Final, finally. He's had everyone on Sports Final. Brought me on one night with Samantha Rivera. They did a long, flowery introduction and then says,
good.
Yeah, we have no time. And then they cut me off. And now he did. Now he blindsided Solana. He's gotten everyone on this show.
I think he's a little scared of Jimmy.
Well, I got to tell you, at some point, it's got to get physical.
Yeah.
I mean, you
go
can't.
Go get him. He's right there.
Oh, I'm going to go hit him.
Okay, no, but air an opportunity. It's air an opportunity right
when
now.
When there's people here and they can, you know, settle it down and hold me back, when, I'm going to go get him.
When all the cops get up here with the dog.
When I can have a husky in between me and Cunha.
You ready to go?
Go ahead with the headline. Sorry to interrupt.
You're good.
Bell.
You're good. So after the pregame party outside with the Stanley Cup, you come inside the arena.
What time do the doors open? Do you know?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. And then
puck drops
5:15-ish, something, somewhere
like
in there.
Like they're planning on the banner raising. I remember the banner raising from last year. It wasn't a long ceremony. I mean, they
came out, they raised the banner, everybody clapped and did a thing.
Right.
From what I understand, I think the team's coming out around 5:05, and then the banner raising, oof. Not the banner rating.
Sure, or reigning.
Yeah, that too. They are the reigning champs.
Yeah.
The banner raising will be around 5:10, from what I understand.
All right.
So puck drop will be after that. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay have the coverage right here on WQAM right after we are done on this very radio program. Sergei Bobrovsky in goal, no surprise there. And obviously no Matthew Tkachuk or Alexander Barkov. Second-ranked Miami, they're off this week. Well-deserved week off for Mario Cristobal and the Hurricanes. They are playing on Friday night next week, the 17th, against Louisville at home. That'll be a pretty tough game for the Canes, Jeff Brom, and the Cardinals.
All right.
The Dolphins, they take on the Chargers this Sunday at home. Another edition of Justin Herbert against Tua Tagovailoa. We may finally discover who the better quarterback is. I think Justin Herbert's opened that door again the last couple games.
I think it's Trevor Lawrence.
My goodness.
Wow. I bet Jacksonville last night.
Same. You
did. I bet Jacksonville plus 3.5. Remember I said I was kind of flirting with it?
Home underdogs.
And then all of a sudden, I wish I had live bet them. They go down, what was it, 14-0?
Yeah.
And, man, Kansas City has some problems. The game-winning touchdown, though, you saw all the videos of it.
Hysterical.
It's like someone put out, this is the dumbest game-winning touchdown of all time. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, can you imagine, by the way, if that's Tua, though? He doesn't get up the first time, let alone the second time, but then waltz into the end zone.
Oh, goodness gracious.
There was a, I think there was a play, and again, I'm not comparing Tua to Patrick Mahomes, unfair. There was a play. Mahomes was sacked twice.
Guy had his waist.
Had him.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh, the deep ball to Thornton, right?
And ran. No, I think he ran.
Oh, yeah, he got out of it, yeah.
Yeah, and I watched that stuff, man, and I'm just like, if you could just do a semblance of that. But Tua himself said he can't do any of that when Josh Allen was coming to town.
So here's the frustrating part, and I know that we'll probably talk about this more later on, but you watched Trevor Lawrence last night. He had an up-and-down game, and part of the reason they were down late is because a couple of the mistakes that he made. But he's getting paid a lot of money. And what did he do that final drive of the game? He went down, and he led him to a touchdown, and they won. Tua Tagovailoa, and this is clearly what the MO is with him at this point. His numbers last week against the Panthers, pretty good. Same thing against the Jets the week prior. But when the Dolphins needed Tua Tagovailoa to lead a game-winning drive at the end, second down and 10, wide open over the middle, overthrow to Jalen Waddle.
And should have been an interception.
Yeah.
If we're being honest,
it was a terrible throw.
Jalen Waddle
had a nice
open.
Tip. It was a terrible throw. And when you're getting paid what Tua's getting paid, have to make those. Especially,
but also the defense, when Tua does make the game-winning touchdown, which is a bomb to Jalen Waddle, then the defense, hey, how about you stop Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
For sure. But again, we kind of saw something similar last night where the Jaguars took the lead. Mahomes drove the Chiefs down the field. A little over 2 minutes left. Jaguars get the ball back. And Trevor says, you know what? I got to do it again. And he did it again.
Right.
And so that's the frustrating part with Tua Tagovailoa that we're getting to, where it's another late close game situation where they need him to lead a drive, and he is just incapable of doing it. I watched Trevor Lawrence have to escape the pocket. You were just talking about Patrick Mahomes. Seemingly every quarterback in the league is able to do this when your offensive line gets beat. I know you guys talked about Savanaya for a long time yesterday and how much he struggled this year, but he ain't the only bad offensive lineman in the league. There are plenty of guys who play behind offensive lines that aren't great, and when guys get beat, they're able to extend the play and make a play. Mm-hmm. Jonah got beat, and Tua was done, and that was it. And I know that you said, well, you got to go for it on 4th and 17. I don't disagree. But also, if it was 4th and 10 or 4th and 11, they probably do. So it says a lot, I feel like, that McDaniel, seeing that defense, thought they had a better chance of getting a stop than Tua Tagovailoa and this offense converting 4th and 17.
How that game, because it's fresh in all our minds, how that game ended is how 70% of NFL games end.
Yep.
Single digit,
yep.
Somebody's going to have the ball, have a minute and a half, 2 minutes, go score and win, or get a stop and lose. That's the game. That's football. We don't do it consistently. And when we do it, we can't stop it on the other side. So our defense is porous, and our offense is not consistent in two-minute drives.
That's a bad combo.
Is that a bad – and another thing, you talking about pressure. Early in that game-winning drive, Trevor Lawrence was running for his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First and second down, he was running, flipping around, right circle.
He made a boneheaded decision to, I think, slide inbounds at some point,
yes,
too.
Yes, he went back inbounds and tried to, like, lower his shoulder, but at least he was keeping the play going.
Of course.
Looking downfield, trying to make something happen. Tua, that's not a part of his game.
And you say, well, how about the defense gets a stop? I don't disagree with you, but that talking point might have been valid before Tua Tagovailoa signed this contract. Now he's getting paid to overcome all of that when everything's going against them. And so that's kind of where he loses me.
Anything else in the headlines?
The Bengals traded for Joe Flacco today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Notably mobile Joe Flacco.
Speaking of mobile.
And then
he's mobile. He uses the Lark at Publix.
Beep, we beep, said,
yeah,
beep,
we just traded for beep. A quarterback who uses a Lark at Publix.
Oh, Browning.
And then last thing, Inter Miami they host Atlanta United this Saturday. Jordi Alba announced his retirement today, joining Sergio Busquets on the retirement list.
I did not know that.
After the season. So.
All right.
They leave the Messi to hang, ain't
they? Well, they made another signing today,
too. Luis Suarez, though, right?
Yes. That's Solana. It's Solana. This is his wheel.
Okay. Yeah. Like, right. Hey, we'll come play with you, Messi.
Yeah.
For about 8 games.
See you.
We just won the game.
I got
to Miami.
Your weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Cloudy skies out in front of Amerant Bank Arena, but... Hey, the cup is there and people are outside.
Oh, look at that.
What?
The party has started. That's right. I was making fun of it 10 minutes ago. What did they do? This is like
the cup is there. That's why.
This is like the Oscars when they bring in seat fillers. How did everyone get there all of a sudden?
I mean, it looks like they're having the time of their lives. I'll tell you what.
Time of their lives.
Open the floodgates.
Look at that. The Stanley Cup is here. Mike Cunha is here. I mean, are the people here for Cunha or the cup? Who knows? Nobody knows. Let the people in to see Cunha. They want to take pictures with Cunha.
Give him a wave.
Let me hear you say, ho. Right,
oh,
whatever.
You didn't say it.
Yeah. Doug Plagans is going to join us up here at our little broadcast center in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Plagans is the radio voice for your Florida Panthers right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. He's also married since we talked with Plagans, which is kind of exciting. We've got Josh Appel here who's expecting a child in a couple of months. We've got Plagans, newly married. I mean,
slow motion, guys. Hawk.
I'm almost at my 401k withdrawal age, and I'm surrounded by these young. I really am. I'm almost at 401k withdrawal age.
Wait, Hawk. I can't wait to get that check.
Oh, I can't wait to start taking money out of that thing. So, Doug Plagans is here at the Amerant Bank Arena. He will be on the air at 5 p.m. tonight. Don't forget, it's a 5 p.m. start because it's that triple header to kick off the NHL season. So I asked Appel earlier, what do you think heading into this season? No Barkov and no Tkachuk. So how much behind the eight ball are they, and does it even matter? Because once you get to the postseason, as Appel was saying, this team has kind of shown you they know what to do.
Well, a couple of different things off of what you just said. And absolutely, it matters. Barkov and Tkachuk are marquee players in the league, not just two of the best players on this Panthers team. Those are marquee players in the league. That being said, even without those guys, and it's impossible to totally replace them. And don't forget, Tomáš Nosek is out for a bit here, too. And he was a key part of the bottom six forward group during last year's playoff run. It's impossible to totally fill the skates of guys like Barkov and Tkachuk. Guys like that don't grow on trees. So to completely offset that, it's just not something you can do. But if anybody can, and if anybody is equipped personnel-wise and because they're battle-tested, it's this Panthers group. And just to put it into, just to lay it all out, using yesterday's practice lines as the guideline for what we're going to see tonight, just in terms of the Panthers lineup and personnel, tonight they'll have a forward group where all but one of the forwards they dressed tonight played for them in the playoffs last year. Luke Cunnan would be the only one who didn't, and he's played over 400 games in the National Hockey League, came over here as a free agent. And to be honest with you, I don't fancy myself a scout, but a couple of years ago I thought to myself, man, Luke Cunnan would look good playing for Paul Maurice in this Panthers system. And sure enough, he became available, and they went out and got him this summer, and I think he's going to be a perfect fit. Defensively, five of the six defensemen they dressed tonight played for the Panthers in the playoffs last year. The only one who didn't, Jeff Petrie, has played 981 games in the National Hockey League. He knows a thing or two, knows his way around the rink, as they would say. The starting goaltender, who's going to get a lion's share of the starts, is still Sergei Bobrovsky. The coaching staff is the same as it was last year, so all the continuity there. Coming into the season, obviously, offsetting Barkov and Tkachuk not being there, it's impossible to totally fill that void. But again, this group's been through a lot. They've seen just about everything the last few years. If there's anybody who can handle it, it's them. And Matthew Tkachuk, Bill Zito said, December-ish. So he's going to miss a chunk of time, but not the whole season by any means. Barkov will just have to wait and see. But that being said, this roster, as it stands on October 7th, even without the players we just mentioned, to me, it's a playoff roster and more, no question about it.
And you talk about the system. Well, we call it Paul Ball. Paul Ball, in my mind, is physical, it's exhausting, it's taxing, and it's violent. That is a formula for injuries, to be honest. Can you – I don't want to say go back to just skating real fast around, but could you pull back the dogs a little bit or play a little bit more conservative and still win games where you don't have to go all out there and do what they do that they've been doing now for 3 years into the Stanley Cup?
The way they play, it is difficult. It is taxing. It's straight lines. It's in your face. That being said, the continuity I just mentioned, the guys who've been here, they know exactly what it takes. They know what they need to do, and they've been through this whole short off season, get right back at it. They've continuously, year over year, out-tested themselves in the physical fitness measurements and metrics and everything, which is amazing. But with each passing year, even with the short off seasons, these guys have managed to test even better each year than they did the year prior, and considering the minimal time off in comparison to other teams, that's pretty impressive stuff, and it says a lot not only about the athletes here but about the guys working with them behind the scenes too. I think they know how to handle it. I think they know how to navigate the regular season. It's a grind for anybody, but I think this team knows how to play exactly the way that they need to play, and I just don't think that taking your foot off the gas is something that this team knows how to do. I don't think they have that in them. I think part of their DNA is to just go, you know, foot to the floor all the time.
What about just going the speed limit? what
was that Seinfeld said about when they're flying in the air? Like, can they say we're gonna take a few minutes off? We're gonna try to make up time. And it's there's no cops out here. Give it some gas.
We obviously bring up the injuries to Barkov and Tkachuk, and that's the obvious. But for you, what is the major storyline going into this season, or the major question mark outside of those obvious injuries heading into tonight?
I think there are a few different things. One, as I just mentioned, an extraordinary amount of continuity. And I thought last year that was something that didn't get talked about enough. If you remember back to a year ago, I felt like, and you know, not to undermine the contributions they made to the 2024 playoff run, but I thought so much was made of, you know, how are they going to offset the loss of Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Brandon Montour and Vladimir Tarasenko, and how are they going to make up for that? I thought way too much was being made of the guys who weren't there, and not enough was being made of the guys who were still here.
Right.
Now, this team, I think it's the same situation. I think the continuity, you just don't get this. In a salary cap era where when you achieve sustained success, the system is almost designed to make it difficult for teams to continue bringing back the core of the group. But you know, Bill Zito and this team, they've managed to do that year after year. And I think if you look at the team on top of it, and I think part of this too, Josh, is it's going to be a season where we are inevitably going to see some players get added responsibilities they haven't had before. We've seen Anton Lundell, when other centers have been out, get an increase in minutes. But he's going to have a big increase in responsibility with no Barkov out of the lineup. He's going to be playing consistent top six. He's probably going to see some power play time. He's going to be a factor on that penalty kills. He always is, but you're going to see him get some more responsibility. Mackie Samuskevich, who spent a big chunk of the first half last year playing on the fourth line, really rounding out his 200-foot game. Well, now there are some more pucks to go around offensively with Barkov and Tkachuk not there. He scored 16 goals and didn't have a ton of first-unit power play time, for example, things like that. Now, maybe with a few more minutes on his plate, you might see him sniff 20, 25 goals. I don't think something like that is out of the realm of possibility. So I think you're going to see some guys get increased opportunities, increased workloads. And the other thing with this team, I think that people across the hockey world are going to see is that even without Barkov and Tkachuk in the lineup, nobody in this lineup is miscast. Nobody is out of place. Sometimes when you have a guy who's out, you might have to play a guy further up the lineup than he is suited to play.
But the Conn Smythe winner is going to go take Alexander Barkov's spot on the top line.
Exactly. Right now, yeah, Barkov and Tkachuk are out, but your top line is the Conn Smythe winner, a guy who would have won the Conn Smythe most other years, and a guy who scored 40 goals before. That's the top six forwards with this group would be the top six forwards on any other team in the National Hockey League. They're without two key players, but everybody in this lineup is still cast in a place where it fits their game. And I think that's where so much of the credit still goes to Bill Zito and to Paul Maurice for getting these guys in the situations to succeed and continue to elevate their games. It's a special group, like I said. They've got some big skates to fill out there with some key players out, but if anybody's equipped to handle it, it's this group.
And speaking of roster construction and the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, are other teams now studying, I would call it, the Zito approach to how he built this roster? Or, like, is he doing something different?
Go get a bunch of superstars to take discounts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
Figure that out.
Is he doing something different, or is he working the books, working the numbers, or is he just, like Hawk said, is as simple as he's getting guys that want to come play down here to play here for cheap?
Well, that's what it comes down to. I wouldn't say it's for cheap. I think everybody's. So I think a fair market value is still here, yeah. But I think. When, for example, the Bennett, Marchand, Ekblad contracts all were announced, all three of them had the opportunity to go to free agency. They all wanted to stay. I think that's the biggest part of it. They wanted to be here. Across the league, you always hear the phrase copycat league. I think they say that in every league in relation to the team that's been consistently having the most success, you know, the last two or three years. It's impossible to totally copy certain things, but I think that's what people may notice about this group, is that there's been a culture has been created that players just want to be a part of. And that starts with ownership, the commitment from the Viola family. You guys have seen the facilities, the practice facilities. They want to make everything state of the art, and make it an environment that these guys want to be in, want to come to work in every single day, and then want to stick around in. And you know too, in pro sports, word gets out. People talk, hey, have you seen that? And now, we've seen it the last few years. Guys, whether it be in free agency or when a guy puts out a short list when trade deadline time is approaching, guys want to come here. This is one of the destinations that people want to come to try to make a run at a Stanley Cup. And we've seen that work for some guys. And that's why, year over year, Brad Marchand was one of those guys, yep. For example. He wanted to be a part of what was going on here. You go back the year before that, Kyle Okposo wanted to come down here.
Joe Thornton was the first one that I remember who wanted.
Oh,
he was,
yeah.
Yep, he was, he chose to come to Florida too. And there have been a handful of these guys that have come, either they're later on in their careers and they want to make a run at it, or what we've seen happen in the case of, for example, Anthony Stolarz or Oliver Ekman-Larsson or Nate Schmidt. Guys have come here for a good time, not a long time. They've come here, they've raised their game to a different height, and then been able to parlay that into a multi-year deal for big money someplace else. So
Eve Goldstein walking past us, he's going down to the Scripps booth right there.
Oh, okay. Goldie,
that's some hockey royalty right there. We're going to run out of time here, Plagans, and again, you can listen to Plagans tonight, 5 p.m. on this radio station. Let's talk about those bums real quick, the Tampa Bay Lightning. What's going on here? Do we need to stop scheduling these teams in preseason? Should we save that kind of hoo-ha for the regular season?
Well, the number of preseason games is going to go down next year. I think I think that's probably served every league that's decreased its number of preseason games has probably, well, it worked for the NFL, put it that way. I don't think anybody was disappointed in that. I think everybody will still get a chance to evaluate their guy. What we saw the other day, plain and simple, that was something. That was something. I think, and we can say that now because I was asked about it earlier today in regards to my thoughts on it a couple of days later. First and foremost, I'm glad everybody made it out of that unscathed, and here we are with the opening lineup looking, you know, the way we wanted it to look when Saturday's game was coming around. We thought, okay, this is what we want the opening night lineup to look like, and here we go. We have that opening night lineup here and ready to go. So health-wise, I'm glad everybody made it out okay since then. Panthers Lightning, it's been must-see TV for
years,
forgetting. And it looks like it's going to continue.
We're not forgetting what happened during the preseason.
It's going to be on people's minds. No doubt that's
good. It's on my mind.
There's no doubt that's going to be a point of discussion in the media leading up to that one.
Isn't it just the little brother got bigger than the big brother, and now the big brother can't deal with it?
So he's got to throw rocks at him. He's got to cheat.
That's what happened. Lightning were on top, and now the Panthers passed him, and now they can't deal with being the little brother of the state.
This Pat Maroon going on TV and just decrying this the actions of the Panthers as if his entire career wasn't exactly that. It's enough.
Anyway.
I didn't see what he said.
Oh, this Pat Maroon. I'll show you the clip. And you
Joe
might have
Thomas
to say
and a Pat Maroon reference in the same 5 minutes.
Oh, this Pat.
Plagans, before we let you go, you had mentioned Mackie Samuskevich. What do you think? Over, under 1.5 shots on goal?
You know I don't deal in fractions.
Just spitballing.
I don't get into fractional numbers.
I don't know. That just came out. I don't even know what that was. Mazel on the wedding and the
much.
Marriage.
Thank you very much.
Very, very happy for you. We're excited for another season of Panthers hockey. And
feels like we never left.
It feels like we never left. Next time we'll be a little more nonsensical. We'll talk. I mean, today's National Taco Day. You sent Crowder and I to Torchy's Tacos when we were in Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the best tacos I ever had. So we'll talk food at a later
date. I started a little passion project on Twitter reviewing chicken Caesar wrap.
I saw
that.
Wow.
Trying to get
great niche.
Yeah.
I'm all about avocado toast.
Okay.
You enjoy avocado toast?
I do here and there.
That's delicious.
Yeah.
All right.
Where's the best one?
Well, right now, I would say that the best in this area, Tap 42, and it hasn't been on the menu that long.
Great shout.
Interesting.
Great
I thought you were going to say Panera because he's a big fan of the Sip Club.
I looked at the menu the other day to see if they had one. They don't. Yeah. Thought maybe they did. But I've hit the Sip Club 3 times today.
Wow. Panera gift card that the Ticket Wizard gave me like 6 months ago, and I didn't bring my wallet today. I was going to give it to you because you love Panera.
You should just use it to start your own Sip Club membership.
I just can't, for whatever reason, get to Panera. I don't know why. I don't know. Anyway, Plagans, have a good broadcast tonight. Appreciate you.
Thanks very much. Have a good rest of your broadcast here.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Doug Plagans, you'll hear him tonight, 5 p.m. right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Panthers and Blackhawks, they raise the banner. 3 o'clock hour is coming next. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.